Apotheria, you're up.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tommy, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Tommy. We're so glad you could join today's AA meeting.
And I'm really happy to be here.
Ugh, stop being so damn cheerful.
What do you mean, stop being so cheerful? Somebody sure is moody.
Oh, brother. Are you serious?
Now, George, try to not be so unpleasant.
I'm just saying that his cheerful demeanor is so fucking obviously put on. Nobody is this happy about attending these damn things, and fucking nobody is this cheerful about having a drinking problem!
Now hold on a second. I've overcome my problem.
Oh, sure you have. I bet you stopped by at the West Side Pub 4 blocks down the street before we started.
Now see here—
Both of you!
Please. We're all here to learn and enrich ourselves and each other so that we can all address and overcome our problems.
Oh, you've got a drinking problem too, hmm?
No, I didn't say that.
Struck a nerve, did I?
You leave him alone. I can't believe the way you've been behaving. You're such an angry person. You seem determined to derail everybody and make us all feel as lousy as you obviously do.
Oh, look at you now talking big. Well, let me tell you something, pal.
Guys, for the last time, can we please all calm down and actually address our problems? That's what we are here for.
Fine.
Thank you.
Now, Tommy, why don't you talk about yourself a little bit? What caused your problem in the first place?
Well, I had a beautiful woman in my life. Her name was Rachel Ambrose, and she was everything to me. We had just gotten married, and were planning to buy a house and have children, and live out the American dream. But she was taken from me in a car crash that week, and I didn't know what to do. I had nothing to turn to except for the bottle. It was the only thing that could calm me down for months and months. But I'm over it now, and trying to move on, and always be positive.
Now, George, how about you?
All right, fine. Look, I'm not a happy person. Most of my life I've been abused and looked down on, even by my own family. I don't like people. Usually I just want to be alone and get drunk, because that's the only time I can forget about everything and just enjoy myself. But I'm starting to realize that maybe it's just time to move on and overlook my past.
That's a great attitude. Well, I think this has been a very successful session, both of you. You are now free to go about your day.
Thank God that's over. George, want to head to the West Side Pub?
Oh, you bet your ass I do.
Dragon Tree, I'm on the fence about this one. What did you think?
I am also on the fence about this one, but there was characterization about it. I just was somewhat bored by it.
Yeah, I didn't like all of your voices. The leader of the, like the, I don't know what you call it, the person leading the group sounded kind of like, not like a real voice, but.
I thought it was a woman. But
maybe it was. But if it was a woman, that's not maybe not a good choice to do.
No, it was a man. Because either Tommy or George was like he. So it was definitely a man.
Well, either way, that voice didn't sound realistic to me. And the scene itself is boring. And the acting was not that strong. And I didn't think it sounded very like reedy to me.
Yeah.
Like when the one character was talking about like his life and stuff, it didn't sound like he was coming up with this like. On the spur of the moment, it sounded like very rehearsed. Which I guess alcoholics maybe have that story rehearsed. I don't know. I don't know, Tregatree. I'm not an alcoholic yet.
Well,
but by the end of the night, that may all change, huh?
Let's ask. Apple would know best. I mean, he's the one who drinks alcohol the most of us.
Chocolate stout is my favorite dessert.
Ugh, chocolate stout is so gross.
It wasn't. You're going to be fine this week. It wasn't great. It wasn't bad. I think that you did characterize all three. They weren't extremely distinct, but they were distinct enough. Do you anything else you want to say about this?
No. Can you hear the sirens? That's a thing that happens in New York. Okay, I'm done.
Finally, it's Lord of the Morning.
Welcome, my dear friends.
Greetings, Julius. What's up, man?
As you should know by now, you two are the people I trust most in this world. You've been by my side for nearly the span of my entire life.
Is there something wrong?
Yes, most definitely.
Well, what is it?
Gentlemen, I trust you all remember our services to humanity. Because of our sweat and our tears, many disasters have been averted.
Oh no, not this again!
Relax, Robert.
As I was saying, we have been given the ability to influence what goes on in this world, and it is of vital importance that we don't waste this gift.
Look, Julius, I was cool with this back in the day, but I think we're too old for this sort of thing.
Robert, what's gotten into you? Will you be able to ignore the screams of innocent women and children as you sit by and do nothing with a calamity unfolding in front of you? Apathy is the vile nectar that allows the seeds of evil to take root. You of all people, Robert.
Damn it, Julius, that's not...
Never mind. Continue.
Don't worry, Robert. I'm sure you're just a little irritated about the way our last mission turned out.
Robert, Ezekiel, I have had a premonition.
A premonition, you say?
Yes. In a dream, I was confronted by a terrible darkness. I stood transfixed in fear as I contemplated its ghastly visage. So malevolent and brutal an aura I have never sensed before.
Jeez, this doesn't sound good.
It isn't. It let loose an ungodly howl, as if to swear to me in a language as clear as human speech that we would all be annihilated. Then I awoke with a heart full of dread.
What is it you speak of, Julius? Is there such a word that can name it?
There is. It became obvious that it was not within my power to slay this monstrosity, but perhaps the three of us together would stand a chance. It was difficult to recognize at first, but once I had recovered from the initial shock of its appearance, it became clear. A savage, demonic, twisted, monstrous...
Yes?
What?
Badger.
Oh.
Ugh, for crying out loud! What?
Julius, we all know you're a bit weird, but badgers? Really?
A badger does not sound to you like a probable cause for the world's destruction?
Of course not! We're 12 years old, man! I told you, we're too old to be playing your stupid superhero games! I thought it sounded pretty cool. Whatever, guys.
No, it's all right. I think I hear my mom calling me anyways. We'll play something else next time.
He left. Robert, I think that was a little mean. Well, sorry, I'm just sick of him using all those fancy words and then throwing something like badgers at us. I mean, last time we saved the world, I had to jump on an anthill. Boy, that was sure fun. I'm going to make sure Julius is all right. Fine, have fun.
That Julius character was not good. The acting was not good. The last character was iffy. The last character and Robert had very similar voices in that when one of them talked...
At the end, when one of them would talk,
the other one would start talking and his voice would be the same as the character before and then it would quickly slip into the right voice. So I think you did it in one take and you were confusing yourself. Robert was a better actor than Julius, I thought.
Okay.
Also, I don't buy that any of them were 12.
I can permit the Julius voice because... he was supposed to be all over dramatic and everything, and I think he's one of those people who would put on a voice in everyday life. And I hit a random button again. Yeah. Okay, there we go.
I'll never get sick of that.
Sorry. So yeah, because he sounds to me like the kind of person who would put on that kind of voice in real life, I will permit that to have gone by. And it was also funny. And, I don't know. Robert and Ezekiel totally sounded the same most of the time, except when Robert went off on his rant.
I don't know. I wasn't a fan of this.
It wasn't that great, but I mean, I heard enough character from it, so I don't know. That's up to Dylan, though.
I mean, I don't know. Are we ready to do eliminations now?
Oh, that is up to you.
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right. Who won tonight, Trick-or-Treat? Let's start off with happy news.
Who won tonight, Dylan?
I believe it was Mr. Gavarok Fevenor.
All right.
Good job, Gavarok. You're safe. That's 2 weeks in a row he's won, actually.
He won last week?
Yeah, he did, with his fan fiction.
I don't pay attention to these things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Also safe is Eileen Monty.
Eileen Monty, you are safe. Also safe is Bree. Good job, Bree.
Also safe is Rochelle Euler.
Good job, Rachel. Also Rachel. Safe, Faded Phantom.
Also safe, Raigai.
Him and that stupid Power Ranger story always get safe. Russ, you're safe.
Carnage, you're safe.
Bogus Bryson, you're safe.
Lord of the Morning, you're safe.
Okay. So it's down to Apotheria, Pot, Seraphim, Swordmaster, and Heaven Incarnate. I'm going to go ahead and put Apotheria.
Oh, we didn't save Appa?
No, I'm wait, saving Appa's him right safe. Now. I'm just saving
Appa
him.
Appa is safe, you dick. He won immunity.
Yeah, that's true. Good point. I was going to save him anyway. He was much higher up on my list than, like, Lord of the Morning and Raigai.
Oh, no, he was much higher, but I didn't think we needed to save him because he's already safe.
Okay, well, at any rate, that leaves Pot, Seraphim, Swordmaster, and Heaven Incarnate. We should eliminate one now. And that person...
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Unfortunately, Heaven Incarnate, you were not hot this week. You failed the challenge completely, so you are eliminated. Goodbye. Fly away, little starling. okay, so it's between Pod and Seraphim Swordmaster.
All right.
Do you want to say...
Do you want to draw this out, or do you...
Let's draw it out.
Okay, so Pot, you had problems, you know, acting better in yours, but you had some form of characterization, sort of, I think.
Never do Seraphim, this voice again.
Seraphim, you also had problems on the whole acting center. And had some form of characterization, I think, but
I'll be
honest.
So
you both had very similar problems.
Huh?
They both had very similar problems.
I'd cut both of you guys and Lord of the Morning this week if it was up to me. But it's not up to me. So
you wanna take all three of them out?
No, I don't think that would be fair.
Plus,
I think that one tonight was better than the other one.
Okay.
Because, in fact, I had Lord of the Morning beneath the pod. So I think Seraphim Swordmaster, unfortunately, you are eliminated.
Yeah.
But you did pretty well for never having been on the show before. I mean, I guess Gavrok's doing well for never having been on the show before either, so that's a bad compliment.
I feel like Gavrok's been on the show before.
He has not. He's been on Sing It. Bree's never been on the show before. Faded Phantom's never been on. Rochelle.
Of course she hasn't.
Bogus.
She's a new find.
Carnage. We have a lot of first-timers. Appa.
We do.
You guys both are good actors. You just aren't strong enough at the level that everybody else is at right now. This challenge was also... This challenge is... It makes you do things you're not used to, and this challenge always takes out, like, legit actors, so don't feel bad.
No. If this took out legit actors, this would have taken Russ out long ago. But by God, you can never say that you can blame it on a voice, because Russ has made it through every time.
I'm trying to make him feel better, Tregatree, because I've been kind of a dick
to
everybody.
Yeah, well, Who's the scary judge, Dylan? Who's the scary judge?
I'm not playing that game with you. Let's divide up. Next week is scenes. Hey, calm down. Next week is scenes. Tregatree, listen to what I'm saying. Next week is scenes. We have to divide you guys up into my team and Tregatree's team, so we're going to do that right now. We're going to pick playground style.
As usual. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
You will likely not get a scene for me for 2 days. I will do my best to get these to you as soon as possible.
You're
going to
get scenes
from
me.
Week.
Okay, go ahead and make your rant.
Oh, it's Hell Week over at the Victorian Fair, and it opens on Saturday, and I don't have a lot
guys,
of time.
Guys.
So I'm going to try and do this as fast as possible.
Even if
guys,
it wasn't Hell Week, you still wouldn't get scenes from her for a couple of days. It's Tregatree.
Here's the thing. I've reformed. Thank you very
much. You're probably going to get scenes from me tonight, and you're going to have an earlier deadline than Chekichi's team. You're both going to have the same amount of days to work on your scenes, but you're going to get mine before you're going to get Chekichi's if you're on my team. So look sharp. Heads up. You want to pick first, Chekichi? Let me just say this.
Oh, are we picking right now?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell you, but you were cackling like a banshee. Gavarok, it's going to be hard for him to record sooner rather than later, so if you want Gavarok, who won the last 2 weeks, I will give him to you.
Okay.
Much to my chagrin. I want Bree.
Okay.
Now you get to pick.
I want Monty.
I want... see, I have a character in mind for Appa, but Bogus could also do it. I'm going to give it... You know what? I know Appa could do this character really well, so I'm going to give it to Bogus because I want to see Bogus do it.
Okay. I'll take Appa.
Okay. I will have... I'm going to have the pot. I'm going to have him all night long.
Oh, aren't you going to enjoy that?
Not as much as he will.
I am going to take Carnage.
You've taken Carnage. Tell me who you've taken very quickly. Monty, Carnage, Appa, and somebody else.
What?
Who have you taken? Monty, Carnage, Appa, and who else? Gavarok.
Gavarok?
I got Faded. Oh, actually, I don't want her because she can't record quickly. I'll take, oh, shoot.
Take Russ. He can always record things soon.
I don't want any of these people. I'm kidding. I want Russ.
You're so mean. I guess I'm taking Faded.
Okay. I'm going to take Rochelle Yeller.
All right, I will take Raigai.
You son of a bitch, Chekichi. You son of a bitch.
And that leaves you with Lord of the Morning.
I got Lord of the Morning, and we're going to own. My team will own. So Bree, Rochelle, Yuler, Russ, Bogus, Bryson, Pot, and Lord of the Morning are on my team. You're welcome. You'll get decent scripts. Chekichi, you'll get from...
Faded, Raigai, Carnage, Monty, Gavarok, and Appa, you're on my team. You're going to get amazing scripts. No. You really will.
No, you're
going
to get...
I don't know if you'll understand them, but they'll be amazing.
You're not going to get your scripts for a week, and then when you do get it, it'll be because I bitched at Chekichi. You'll get whatever she's thrown together in 5 minutes.
If any
so
of
take
you
a bunch
need
of words,
to record
throw them into
sooner
a randomizer.
Rather than later, if any of you need to record sooner rather than later, let me know.
And you'll switch over to my team, and I'll have to give up some of my people. Ugh. All right. Thank you, guys. Good night.
Good night.